Well, the former chair of one of Tasmania's irrigation schemes says farmers who have the option of joining new schemes should seriously look at the long-term benefits the water could bring to their farms. Brad Gradage is lamenting the fact that Stage 3 of the South East Irrigation Scheme offers a water supply well below what was originally planned. Brad Gradage runs a beef cattle operation at Fawcett and says his original vision for the scheme would have seen almost seven times the amount of water now on offer.
All the summer water sold out about 12 months ago, which is a real shame that the scheme was so small. Our committee pushed and pushed to try and get other farmers and even in this local Fawcett area, all the way back through to the Coal River Valley, and it was a real struggle, and at times the scheme was not going to go ahead. We were lucky enough to convince the government to downsize the scheme enough to get it over the line, which has seen the water sell out so quickly. And the water entitlement that I've got, I could have sold six times over in the last 12 months. You know, quite a reasonable profit, I should imagine, but I'm obviously not going to sell my water. If I don't have water on this land, it's not really worth... there's not a lot of options that I have.
So you're saying in some way it was short-sighted to let the scheme go ahead as was planned? It should have been bigger?
Yeah, we originally wanted a 20,000 megalitre scheme, which we thought was, a volume that was suitable for the soil type that we have in this district, and we ended up with a 3,000 megalitre summer entitlement. Yes, a real shame, because there's a lot of land in this district that has not got water, and the prospects of it getting water now is very, very limited.
Can the scheme be changed to incorporate more water?
Well, there's a winter water option coming through, and that will be available to people that have purchased summer water. They will get the first bite at buying the winter water. The only downside of that is you receive it through the winter, which you need, so therefore you need to build a holding dam, which is extremely expensive now, to hold that water until springtime.
And what's the prospects of people doing that?
There will be some people that will buy, but I guess that the guys that have bought the summer entitlements will probably buy up a lot of the winter water as well, if it's, not too expensive, because the irrigation water that we originally bought was $2,700 per megalitre, when every other scheme in the state was $1,100 per megalitre. So I can understand why a lot of the other farmers couldn't justify spending that much money, but it's sort of got to the point where, if you don't have the water, you've devalued your land asset.
You used to be on the committee running the irrigation scheme. Why did you leave?
Yeah, I was with the committee for seven years, and I was chairperson for the last 3 years. I sort of, once the water was here, I thought, well, that's sort of my job done. And then, I just got fairly frustrated, I guess, with the situation that, the seasons got so bad that everyone else in stage two and one and two were relying on needing water. Yeah, they came back and wanted to get water out of our scheme, which devalues our asset that we've purchased. Well, I felt like I'd wasted a lot of time, and it was pretty short term, and they wanted water. So I thought, I'd put my effort into other things that we've got on the go. So
is there now an argument for completely redoing this scheme and getting it to the size that you were talking about?
Well, I guess all the pipes are in the ground now. I don't think that's going to happen, but they are looking at, diverting some water further up the line into the Coal River, so which will help those guys out. And, I guess at the end of the day, we need to help each other. It's just so frustrating to me that everyone didn't stick together early days and have a scheme that would, benefit the whole community, the farming community, and then all the flow-on effects with jobs created after that. It's quite frustrating to me because I can see so much potential in other farmers' land in the district and in the Coal River Valley. We just need more water.
More water. Fawcett farmer Brad Gradage on the water situation in Stage 3 of the South East Irrigation Scheme.